The Group Fair Association for Victims for Accident Insurance Reform ringing alarm bells about changes to insurance benefits for some of the most helpless victims and their families. Now, the maximum amount of medical benefits can be claimed has been cut by $1 million. And to find out more about this issue and a petition that's underway, I'm pleased to be joined this morning by Rona DeRoche, chair of the association. How are you, Rona?
I'm good. Thank you, Ed.
Well, I'm glad you could join us. Now, the province is cut by $1 million, the maximum. What's the max now, then?
It's actually $2 million. You've got $1 million for med rehab and $1 million for attendant care.
And is this not enough?
Well, it's already an inadequate amount of money if you think about being brain injured or catastrophically injured, such as, you know, paraplegia or quadriplegia. $2 million sounds like a lot, but it isn't when you have to have treatments and care. Someone has to care for people who are that injured 24 hours a day. So $2 million already is inadequate for the needs of those types of injuries. So to cut it in half is virtually guaranteeing that people will never reach their maximum recovery. They won't have the tools, they won't have the care. And all of these expenses for accident victims will be downloaded to the taxpayer and add to our deficit in a very serious way.
How will they be downloaded to the taxpayer?
Well, accident victims just don't go away when they don't get paid by insurers. And right now in Ontario, only about 50% of claims are paid out without a fight with your insurer. So those people end up on Ontario Disability Support Program, ODSP, or Ontario Works, or are left in the care of their families. So there's already a big issue with the quality of coverage that we have, the amount we have for coverage, and our access to that coverage. These are tools for recovery.
Now, why did the province see a need to cut this in half?
Well, there's certainly our government is far more interested in the bottom line of Ontario's already very wealthy insurers. They've taken little interest in what's happening to Ontario's accident victims. And I think Kathleen Wynne and the Liberal government have cut benefits this time so severely to Ontario's injured auto accident victims that they virtually guaranteed that Ontario's disabled will not have the opportunity to participate in things like the Parapan Am Games into the future. Going forward, people injured in cars in Ontario simply won't have those resources to reach that maximum recovery or to be productive members of our society. They'll be impoverished and they'll be isolated, and they just won't have the tools that they need.
What kind of an impact is it going to have on the family of the victims?
Well, this is very serious because there's already been some cuts to attendant care. And if you're requiring 24-hour attendant care, that's a serious amount of money. And we did have coverage up to $6,000 a month for those people who needed it. And catastrophically injured victims, there's about 600, an average of about 600 people a year that qualify for these this type of benefit. So when insurers are going to cut $1 million for each of these 600 people, that's a savings of $600 million in just 1 year. So now families are going to have to take up that load of looking after victims, because the benefit for looking for this attendant care has actually been reduced to, if I have a job, for instance, and I'm making $40,000 a year and I have to give up that job to look after a family member, insurers will only reimburse me for the money I've lost by giving up my employment to look after that family member. So we are talking about people who need 24-hour care. And this makes a big difference if you have a low-paying job. So they've just dumped it on the families rather than paying victims as promised in the policy. So all of these changes come through without any consultation. None of us got a letter in the mail saying that your benefits are cut in half. They're just cut without the public knowing about it.
Was the insurance industry lobbying the province for these changes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Insurance Bureau of Canada, they represent Ontario's auto insurers. They're not an oversight body. They work for insurers, so they constantly lobby. And it's said that they have about $30 million a year budget to lobby the government. And so victims virtually have no voice because we don't have those sorts of funds in order to get to our MPPs.
Now, Bill 15 is what is cut the $1 million, is it not?
Yes, and it came down through the budget in June. And we were actually holding a rally outside Queen's Park about these cuts. And while we were rallying, that's when they passed the budget, saying that they would be cutting these benefits. So there's no date yet on when they will be cut. But going forward, of course, people will not have the funds or the tools for recovery.
But that's almost even worse, is not knowing when it would kick in.
Well, there's a lot of problems with Ontario's insurance scheme as we have it right now, because it does depend on when you were hurt. So if you are in an accident today, you will have better coverage than the day after these changes get legislated into law.
Now, I understand there's a petition right now to try and get these changed.
Yes, there are several petitions. One is on the ABC Coalition website, and there's another one, and it's called victimsmatter.ca, and both of them have petitions in terms of the deep cuts. So we encourage people to sign these petitions. One has almost 25,000 signatures, and the other is a new one on victims.ca, victimsmatter.ca, and there's upwards of 1,000 signatures on that one right now. So I think it's important that people take notice, that consumers take notice. There are 9 million drivers, and we need to care about the coverage that we have. And you can't wait until the day that you're hurt. You have to care now while you're paying your premiums and know that it's not just about lower premiums. It's also about what we get for our money.
Yeah, exactly. Rona, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And, of course, you can reach FAIR at fairassociation.ca, and there's lots of information on that website about where insurance in Ontario is today.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care.